Hey, you're back. Oh, yeah, it's just me here. The other guys decided to retire for the night, which is understandable since, they drove like 8 hours to get here. They must be exhausted. I'll probably stay awake for another hour, though, if you want company. Do you find your sweater, by the way? That's good, then we don't have to move inside just yet. It's getting a little chilly after all. It's kind of nice though. It's been so hot today I couldn't make it back from the lake without getting drenched in sweat again. Ooh, I see you found a couple more beers too. Oh yeah, I love another one. Thanks. Cheers. Thanks for letting me tag along, by the way. Couldn't have thought of a better way to celebrate the end of lockdown. Like, at some point, I thought the first thing I wanted to do when all of this was over was go traveling or something. Like a festival or whatever. Somewhere with a lot of people. Like, a year ago, I had this weird picture in my head of like the first thing I was gonna do when I got vaccinated, and it was like, just go to the biggest crowd I could find and stand in it. Oh, no. Not like an audience or anything. Just like any old crowd, People on the street. Something like that. I wanted to stand there and bask in the liberty of being around people again. I know, it was kind of stupid. Thought it was gonna feel liberating or whatever, but thinking back on this, it's not like I missed the crowds. Or maybe a little, but the reason all of this was so hard was because I missed my friends. I miss being around all of you. Turns out what I wanted most was just a weekend like this. In a cabin in the middle of nowhere, drinking beer and eating barbecue. I can't believe I ever wanted anything else. I'm glad at least one of us understood that. So, thanks for getting us all together like this. No, really, it's not nothing. We all needed this, and nobody else had the energy to arrange it. You made this happen, and you should feel good about it. Okay, I know it's hard, but please take a compliment for once. Like, really, can you imagine cramming yourself into a plane or a train or whatever? Or some crowded holiday resort? I know, right? I don't think I'll be around more than 10 people for a year. Or at least, I just need to ease myself into it a little bit. It's like the five stages of the pandemic, right? First, you've got fear, then anger, then boredom, I guess? And then at last, you have acceptance and chronic anaclophobia. What? Oh, that's fear of crowds. Sorry, I could have just said that, didn't have to use a big fancy Latin word. Anyway, my point is, it's been a really, really strange year. Like, imagine back in March, if you could go back and tell yourself about this. How would you even explain it? Yeah, I guess I wouldn't have believed it either. But then again, if I could send a message back in time, it wouldn't be about the pandemic. At least, not before telling myself to break up with my partner immediately. Because things are already not great, and I know you want to hold out for them to get better, but they won't. Instead, you'll be locked in the same apartment for half a year, constantly up in each other's space, and they'll be screaming and fighting and ugh! I'm sorry. Did I bring it up again? I'm gonna stop, I promise. That was the last time. There isn't even anything new to regret. It's like I'm digging old shit up, just so I can regret it again. Everything that needs to be said has already been said, and I think like 80% of it was to you. Oh God, I'm so sorry. If I need to vent anything more about this, I promise I will do it to someone else. What? No, I'm serious. I know you say I can always talk to you, but I've taken you up on that offer so much it's not even funny. I promise you, for as long as you're alive, I won't say another word about my ex. I never properly thanked you, by the way. Like, I have, but not in person. And it's the kind of thing that should be said in person because I really mean it. So, thank you. Last summer, I felt like I was about to implode. If you hadn't been there for me to pour out all my caps locked rants and profanities and rage emojis, I don't think I would have made it. I know it sounds like I'm exaggerating, but I'm really not. I was miserable. Like, really miserable. It was like I was stuck in a mess that I had been ignoring for so long. I mean, we both had, you know? It was their fault too, but still. All that shit we should have dealt with but never did, and then suddenly it all just broke down and I couldn't escape it. It's like having thrown up on yourself and not having a change of clothes. Sorry for the gross image, by the way, but that's how it felt. I couldn't break loose and I couldn't get any space. We were just sitting there, hating each other. And I hated myself for that. Like, I truly, deeply hated myself. I don't know how you put up with me, honestly, but I'm so glad that you did. You kept me together long enough to find a new apartment and get back on my feet, so thank you. There. That was the last of it. That was probably enough compliments to make you uncomfortable for a lifetime. But I'm done. It's okay. You can breathe now. Sorry if I made this awkward, you know. You can change the subject if you want. You know what? Let's toast. Let's toast to the worst being behind us and to the bright future ahead of us. Into this breathtakingly beautiful night. What? Why are you laughing? What's wrong with breathtakingly beautiful? What, you think it's too cheesy? I'm serious. How would you describe it, huh? It's all quiet and the stars are out and everything. Yeah, they are. Haven't you noticed? Well, turn around then, okay? I know I'm a magnificent sight to behold, but I promise the one behind you is even better. See? I told you. Breathtaking, right? You're just facing the wrong way. Yeah, sure. You can come sit over here. Let me just remove these. Here. See? Now you're appreciating it. It's kind of strange, right? I don't think I've ever looked at the night sky like this before. Or at least I've never been this impressed by it. And it's not like it's this new, cool post-pandemic thing. I mean, it was there before. It's not like I couldn't go out and see it. If anything, I had more time to see it. I just didn't. But now, after this ungodly mess of a year, everything just seems a little bit more beautiful. Does it sound weird? Are you sure? I'm not letting my inner 17-year-old poet off the leash again, am I? Good. Are you freezing, by the way? I think someone left a blanket here somewhere. I could have sworn I saw it here. Oh, wait, there it is. I'll get it for you. Oh, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm sure. You take it. No, I assure you that I'm not freezing. Or you know what? Actually, maybe I am. If you want to share it, we can do that. There we go. This is good. Just being with you again. You and everybody else, I mean. I don't know. I'm so used to seeing you through a blurry webcam, I had almost forgotten how beautiful the sight of another human being can be. I mean, how long has it been, right? No, I think it was even more than that. It had been, what, half a year at least when the first lockdown came? Or did we meet up that New Year's? I can't remember, but that would have been the first time in a long while. It's strange to think that we didn't, hang out that much before this whole thing. We started talking when that thing, which shall not be discussed again, happened. But like before that, you were just a friend of a friend. Or, not just a friend of a friend. Do you know what I mean? I don't know exactly. It's kind of hard to explain. It's like there's this whole pre-pandemic world where you and I mean, we get along, but the way things have gone since then, if this whole thing hadn't happened, if you hadn't been there when you were, I mean, we would still be here in this cabin, probably, but not like this, I used to just want to go back to the way things were before. It's what I wanted for a whole year. But then you realize that you can't really go back, and maybe I don't want to either. Sorry, I'm getting incoherent. Too much beer or something. Or let me put it this way. It feels a little bit strange to say. Bars. I mean, it feels even kind of strange to think. It could be the breakup, that has been messing with my head, or maybe it's the outbreak. Either way, it's like something has changed in the way that I feel about you. I don't think I've ever cared this much about you before, or in this way. I think I may have feelings for you. And you don't have to feel the same, It's okay if you want to keep it like this. I mean, not like this is. I mean, like the way it was before. Okay. Okay, slow down for a bit. What? No. It feels amazing. I just want to be clear, all right? It all seems like it's gone so fast. Last time I saw you, and I know it was over a year ago, but I couldn't imagine ever feeling this way for you. And I don't know where it all came from, but I need you to know that it's real, okay? I know we're all a little touched off right now, but that's not the only reason I'm doing this. I understand if you don't know how to feel about this just yet, and if you need a moment to. You do? That's. I. Huh? No, I absolutely want to continue. I mean, I just said I wasn't just touched off, Do you want to continue this inside? Yeah, this blanket really wasn't made for two people, was it? It's cozy like this, but I bet it's gonna be cozy inside too. Yeah, let's go.